And yet that may be where conservative media outlets find themselves. In the hours after storming of the Congress, Sean Spicer, Trump's former press secretary and now the host of a Newsmax show, baselessly suggested it was a false flag operation. We've got to make sure that who was responsible, why they were there, if there was any mischief, if Antifa was there, he said, because it shouldn't be blamed on groups that weren't responsible. Greg Kelly, the Channel Star anchor, echoed that notion. These people don't look like Trump supporters, he said. After the elections, those on the supply side of the conservative media equation, especially Fox, a huge corporate entity with significantly more to lose than its smaller rivals, believed their greatest challenge was how exactly to serve the audience's demands without running afoul of libel law. After January 6, it should be clear to conservative media organizations that the stakes of this game are much, much higher. One solution, of course, is not to give voice to unhinged views at all. In late December, Mike Lindell, chief executive of MyPillow and a big pusher of pro-Trump conspiracy theories, appeared on a Newsmax show guest hosted by Sebastian Gorka, traditionally one of the most boisterous Trump cheerleaders in all of conservative media. Lindell was about to launch into claims about another voting technology company, Dominion, which had also sent Newsmax a threatening letter and would later file a $1.3 billion libel suit against Sidney Powell, a former Trump campaign lawyer, when Gorka abruptly cut him off. Mike, I don't want to discuss... Mike, Gorka pleaded. Mike, we're not going to get into the minutiae of the details. Like the handful of Republican senators who quickly dropped their objections to certifying Biden's election late in the night of January 6th, Gorka had very suddenly become a model of responsible caution.